Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us this evening for the very first time, Amelie Brune of Mjerker. How are you?
I'm good under the circumstances.
As good as we can be, right?
Yep.
Definitely crazy times. Mjerker recently released a new record called Folkesangi. Hopefully, I'm trying my best.
It's close enough.
Close enough. Let me hear you say it again so that I'll try to say it as close as I can.
Folkesangi.
Folkesangi. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Folkesangi. So the new record's out now. It challenges expectations of what metal should sound like. How did making such a non-traditional metal album challenge you as an artist?
Well, I guess I wouldn't even... It's not a non-traditional metal album as much as it's just a folk record. But because I have, I guess I'm signed to a metal record label, then the question comes up. But it's something I've dreamt of doing for years, actually, and I worked on and have studied all these different songs and performed them live to decide, you know, which one should go on the album, etc.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Amelie Brune of Mjerker with us. Here's a tune from her latest record, Folkesangi. Yes, Full Metal Jackie, Amelie Brune of Mjerker on the show with us this evening. We're talking about the new record, Folkesangi. And there's an earthy pagan quality to these songs and also a strong reflection of femininity. What makes those two characteristics so symbiotic?
I think, you know, perhaps there's something to this whole Mother Earth thing, the creator, the nurturer, all these things that are of feminine quality or power. Intuition, you know, it kind of comes with being a woman, I think. And obviously, I was pregnant. I found out I was pregnant when I did the record. So this changed a lot, you know, my spiritual mindset during the recording as well.
Amelie Brune of Mjerker with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Still to come, music from Motorhead. Amelie's going to be picking music, going to check out a new track from Wolfheart. And up next, we'll hear from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for another installment of Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit. It's Full Metal Jackie, Amelie Brune of Mjerker on the show with us tonight talking about her new record, Folkesangi. And it's ethereal and beautiful. Sometimes it actually soars. Why is it important to ground such an uplifting sound with darker lyrical ideas?
I don't know. I don't know if it's grounding it so much as, or maybe it's balance. You know, I think a lot about balance in life and in art as well. And I think that, I mean, a lot of these songs are actually hundreds of years old, and they reflect... what people were thinking and talking about and experiencing back then. And obviously it wasn't all that easy and happy all the time.
Amelie Brune of Mjerker on the show with us tonight. Her new record, Folkesangi, is out now. Coming up this hour, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for another installment of the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also music from Blitzkrieg, Megadeth, and more with Amelie. Full Metal Jackie, Amelie Brune of Mjerker with us on the show tonight. And you're a classically trained musician who was introduced to black metal by Dark Throne. What commonality did you recognize between your own music and what they did?
I guess not much, but I think because I was raised listening to, for example, classical music and Nordic folk music, I heard a lot of that in this type of black metal. It's very harsh, very beautiful at the same time, and you know it seems to be a lot of nature worship as well, and sort of again the duality and the balance of course, I understand, like, to some people listening to Dark Throne sounds very ugly, but I think there's a lot of kind of icy beauty right on the surface that I love.
Amelie Bruun of Mjerker on the show with us. It's Full Metal Jacket. Quick break. Up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and a new tune from Body Count.
Yes, I am the carnivore.
It's Full Metal Jacket. Amelie Bruun of Mjerker with us tonight. And the human condition is a dichotomy of good and bad that continually shifts back and forth. What do you hope your new record, Folkasangi, will guide people to understand about themselves?
I mean, what an interesting time for this album to come out, you know, during a pandemic where there's a virus that doesn't discriminate between, you know, who you are. It just attacks the whole human race, and it almost feels a little bit like, I don't know, is the planet getting back at us or something? And I hope that the people can find some comfort in listening to this record and inspiration, maybe even to just appreciate nature and realize that we have been here for so many years and it will go up and down and that will probably never stop.
Pick up the new Mjerker album, Folkasangi. It's on streaming and available now. Amelie, such a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
And do stick around because we've got more metal on the way.